Hello and welcome to the F1 Bantergrey podcast. This is episode 3 and with me I have Evan.
Hello.
And Ed.
Hello there.
Also known as Balanced Jesus. It's me, your host, Tom. And today we witnessed probably one of the best drivers ever, or one of the best drives from Sebastian Vettel, who's now become four-time
world champion. Don't say that, you'll get dislikes.
I don't care, I'm just speaking to you. Yeah, so he now joins the greats such as Fangio, Michael Schumacher, and Alain Prost. So, what's your guys' opinions on this, him becoming a four-time world champion?
Well, we all knew it since, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Like Belgium.
Yeah. We kind of all knew it since before the season even started, really.
Yeah, but, you know, he's broken so many records in his career. He's only, what, 26, is it? So,
yeah.
Like, they showed the stats of everybody else that he was in the list with when they were 26. And, like, Prost hadn't even won a single race yet. The only one that had one championship was Schumacher, and he only had one when he was 26. So.
Yeah, so Oh, sorry,
I think the reason that so many people hate him is because he's so young and we have minimum another 10 years of him.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true, because Schumacher originally tried 36, is it, as well, I think? So.
Like, he won.
I was just going to say he's broken so many records. He's the youngest winner, pole sitter, youngest to top the Drivers' Championship. Most front row starts in a season. I mean, there's loads he's got. And, you know, a lot of people boo him and hate him, but I don't understand. What do you guys, you know, think about that?
Continue. No, you go on.
I don't hate him. I don't not like him. Like, I like him. He's not my favorite driver. Honestly, I don't like to see him win all the time. Like, sometimes I'm pretty pissed about it, but I said, I don't hate him, and I wouldn't boo him on the podium. I mean, you have to respect, like, the achievements that he's done and what his team has done.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, like, I admit that, yeah, today, even though he was driving for a championship, like, it was an incredibly boring race due to the fact that he just pulled away.
Yeah.
And I can see why people find him boring, but my main issue is when people say that he only wins because of the car he has, and as far as I'm concerned, if that's your opinion, you're retarded and you don't even deserve a TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the idiocy of some people is just...
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people... What do you guys think about the sort of driver... car sort of team combination? Is it more the driver or is it more the car? What do you think?
Well, it can't be as good as it wants, you know. If it's got like Max Chilton driving it and still not going to be winning, like,
yeah, I think the same. I think it's 50-50, like, really.
But then again, Vettel couldn't win in a Marussia, but
no, but he'd probably do a lot better than,
yeah, I reckon Chilton. He'd, yeah, basically at the end of the day, you don't. Like, look at Webber. I don't think he's won a single race this season, yet nope. He's got... Well, I say the same car. I think his car explodes on a regular basis, but... Yeah.
They do.
Same kind of pace, really.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. But, I mean, I'm trying to think. It's just I'm scrolling down this list here, and, like, they've got so many different records. Apparently, he's also he's in the shortest space of time he's got the first ever F1 penalty for a driver. Like, in 2006 he broke the speed lane limit, like, on his first outing in an F1 car, so you know, he's just got so many. He apparently led 739 laps in 2011.
Wow.
Like, it's impressive, isn't it? How many races is that? It's like, I don't even know. How many did he win that season? Was it like 8, 19 maybe? I don't. Well, there was 19 races. He must have done at least half of them.
At least 10.
Yeah. But What else? Is there anything else you want to say on Vettel? Because
I appreciate the donut that you did after the race.
Yeah.
I like that. Even though Red Bull got fined €25,000 for it.
It's wrong.
Do they care? Like,
I know.
They must have made so much money from that constructors. That's like £10, probably.
I mean, I heard that everyone in the team gets a £10,000 bonus because they've won.
Fuck, so. No wonder they were celebrating. Jesus.
Imagine that, £10,000 just because you've won.
Just because a little German boy is a good driver, like...
Yeah, well, so yeah, I guess we should move on to the race then, unless anyone wants to say anything else about how amazing Seb is.
Basically just the opinion in this call of just he's really good. We don't particularly like him winning all the time, but it's not as if he doesn't deserve them.
Yep.
I mean, it was the same when the Schumacher kept constantly winning. You know,
yeah.
Everyone hated it, but still regarded as the best. But,
yeah.
So, hang on, let me see. What was your drivers of the day? Because I've got a few.
I got a couple as well.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't actually watching all too close. Grosjean.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I know. I
mean, you look at it well.
Yeah. I know. I've probably got four, maybe, then, if we're looking at it that way.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I've got three.
Yeah, so I got. I was gonna say Roman Grosjean, obviously, and then I would say Perez. He did a really good job.
Yeah, Perez did well. Yeah.
And I don't know whether to say Rosberg, but he had a good car.
Yeah.
But Massa did well as well. Yeah. So that's my drivers.
Yeah, I have three. I have Grosjean. And Perez, and I actually have Sutil, because I think he went 42 laps on the mediums, and he went Sutil did a one stop. He went 19 laps on the softs, so and he still got some points. So
I mean that's the only reason Grosjean's up there. He did only a one stop, right?
Yeah,
and it's like.
So did Raikkonen, but he didn't do so well.
Did you? I guess you saw the sort of incident between them two.
No, I didn't actually, but I've seen a few tweets over it.
Evan, you can explain.
It was turn three, and Raikkonen's tires had fallen off the cliff, and like he was running second, he ended up finishing. He went from second to seventh or eighth in like the last two or three laps.
Yeah.
But Grosjean. But Raikkonen's tires had fallen off the cliff, and Grosjean was catching up to him quickly. And they were going into turn three, side by side. Grosjean was on the outside, and Raikkonen sort of shoved him off, but Grosjean obviously.
Oh yeah, I did see this.
Off four wheels went off the track. Yeah, and
yeah,
it's bad. I think you know Raikkonen. I think especially him. He's such an experienced driver. He should accept when the position is gone. Especially to your teammate. I mean, he almost took him off. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Grosjean has impressed me a lot recently. The last three races, I'd say, he's been amazing.
Yeah, he's been on the podium the past three races.
Yeah,
and it would have been four if it wasn't for the failure at Singapore.
Yeah, Grosjean's fastly becoming my favorite driver.
Yeah, I mean,
I did like Kimi, but I don't know, just nothing's really been happening with him, recently, and Grosjean's just, Lotus is my favourite team, which was the reason that I, started liking Kimi, but now that he's leaving and he's kind of flopping a little bit,
yeah,
Grosjean's kind of looking like a
number one driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think he could lead the team? Next year.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I said this on Twitter yesterday. I said not yesterday, but right after the race, if Hülkenberg signs with Lotus, I think that if Lotus has a good enough car, I think Hülkenberg and Grosjean with a good Lotus car next year have a legitimate shot at the constructors if
Red
Bull falls off a little bit.
It depends how well Vettel does, because, like,
yeah,
I mean, Vettel, his single points are the same as Ferrari's total. So him on his own really kind of gives no other team a chance, but...
That's the thing, I mean...
Plus, we don't know how good Ricciardo's going to be.
I don't know. I just... I think it was a logical choice. I don't think it was a right choice, though. But with Ricciardo... I mean, just imagine Kimi going there. Imagine that. Or Hülkenberg.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'd like to see how another good driver that we know is really good would work in that team.
I know, because it seems it's sort of becoming like, well, it was becoming like Ferrari with Alonso, where it's sort of his team.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it'd be interesting. Yeah, Grosjean, I think, really can lead a team. I think put him in a good car, like Evan says, I think he could really be a threat. He's come over his sort of vision, not vision, you know, like the width of his car, his bearings and all this stuff. He's understood that. Do you think Perez has secured his seat?
Yeah, I think they'll keep him for at least another season. Because really, they haven't seen what he can do because the car's a piece of crap. Like,
yeah.
What about you, Evan? Oh, sorry.
I agree with Ed.
You think that race has secured it?
Yeah, probably. I honestly think it was secure before then, but this race definitely.
I think even if he had done pretty crap, they would have kept him for at least another season just to give him a chance in a car that isn't crap. Like,
so even if like McLaren had the choice of Alonso or Massa or Hülkenberg, you think they'd still keep him?
Maybe not over Alonso. Maybe not over Alonso, but... Like, if Alonso came to McLaren, hey, I want to leave Ferrari, I want to drive for you guys, then he would probably... I could see them dropping Perez for that, but the other two, probably not.
I should think he has a two-year contract, at least.
That's what I thought, because... I mean, I swear I remember, it was 2012 when he signed. I swear they said he had a multiple-year contract. So,
yeah, I should think so.
Yeah. I don't think it secured the seat, but I think he's probably the one.
Mm.
So, what else? Who shall we talk about? Let's talk
Maldonado. Like, apparently he's gone from Williams.
Do you reckon?
And apparently he hasn't got a contract there for next year.
So, yeah, that's why.
And I reckon one or two things will happen. Either a team like Caterham or Marussia or Sauber will take him for his money, or he'll be gone, because at the end of the day, he's such shit. Like,
well, I think he's an alright driver. I don't know, I don't think he's like Perez quality, though. You know what I mean? I don't think he's that sort of level yet.
Think he's kind of crap.
I think the only reason Williams would keep him, well, not the only reason, but one of a big reason if they do keep him would be his sponsorship.
Yeah, I think that's what it is with Williams, how much money you can bring to the table.
Yeah, and they've been having talks with Massa recently. So
I think it's wrong. I think Massa deserves a higher seat than that.
Massa's got to have a lot of money behind him as well, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he will.
But there really aren't any high seats left anymore.
If you think that Hülkenberg has got Lotus, then Force India. I'd say get Suttle out. I mean, he's a good driver, but...
Suttle's kind of wank, yeah.
I don't like him. I think his issues, not just on the track, off the track as well.
And him and Lewis Hamilton are like arch nemesis, so that doesn't appeal to the British faithful.
Mm. Yeah, there's so many Hamilton fanboys out there that I feel as though people don't like him just because he doesn't get along with Hamilton.
Yeah, I mean, I like some races he does well, but I think it's the same with De Resta, really. Like, they've had the chance, they need to sort of go. If you look at it realistically, you've really got probably 2 years to prove what you're made of, and then you've got to go, in my opinion. Like, because we've got loads of drivers here who really aren't. I mean, Chilton, maybe Mauricio.
I reckon he's got a year in him.
Yeah, Chilton brings sponsorship money as well. So
yeah, I mean, I think Force India should get rid of at least a two, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe a full team revamp is in order there.
Because they're not.
Just because they've got a half-decent car now, just their drives are kind of...
I think, I mean, they haven't been, Force India hasn't been the same since the tire change mid-season, so...
Yeah, they just got fucked over with that, like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Like,
what do you think about the tire change? Was it right?
I mean, Duresta got fourth at Bahrain, and like they were getting consistent points until.
But it helps. It helped Sauber, didn't it? And it's really changed the championship.
Either that, or Hülkenberg just got used to the Sauber, or I don't know.
I think the tires.
I think the Sauber got a fairly big upgrade package that really helped it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Even Gutierrez has scored a point in that thing now.
He's impressed me now. It's like,
yeah.
He's doing well.
Yeah. So
I didn't expect much from him at all, really. And, you know, everyone was going crazy about Bottas. And, I mean, okay, the car ain't great, but he's not outperforming Maldonado, really.
No. I think the best rookie is Gutierrez, despite the crap at the start of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He was like,
but then again, we don't really know how quick that car is. Like,
well, yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like we've never had Hülkenberg against, say, a Hamilton or a
Vettel.
We don't know the pace.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
So next year with the. Well, actually, we should finish this sort of season before we talk about next year, I guess. Is there anything else you want to say about the race in general? I mean, Alonso was dismal.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
It was after he clipped Webber on the first turn, and then he hit Button in turn three with lap one. That's pretty much when his race ended.
I mean, what was it? The last three races, he's not been really anywhere near the podium, is it? Or the last two, something like that.
Yeah, well, I've got to say.
The Ferraris don't qualify well. That's one thing.
Yeah. Like, toward the end of this season, I feel as though he's kind of past it a little bit. I mean, he's getting on, and I just don't think he's as good as he was, like, last season or whatever.
No, I mean, maybe it's to do with the championship, but it was over ages ago, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was.
So you wouldn't be worrying about that, I don't think. I don't know, I think, like, especially now, maybe it's the sort of idea that he's got a real team, well, not real teammate, but someone who will push next year.
Yeah.
I mean, Massa's fast, but Massa will, you know, let Alonso
it's
through.
It's not as good as Raikkonen.
I don't know, because I remember watching in, like, 2008 and so, and Massa was most times faster.
Was 2008, though.
Oh, I know. And he's had his accident since.
I honestly think... I don't think the crash had anything to do with it, but he hasn't been the same since that Hungary crash in 2009 when he had a fractured skull. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's that he's nervous or he's not as physically strong as he used to be. I just think the time out of it and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was the first year with no fueling, was it?
I'm not sure.
Or was that 2010? Well, either way, he missed, like, Ed, you say, experience on the track. And
I just think he never got back into the rhythm of it.
And he came back with Alonso as his teammate, right? Or no, was it Raikkonen?
Yeah.
It was Alonso, yeah. So it's like he was probably told straight away that Alonso's number one. And I don't know. I mean, so the championship is looking interesting on constructors anyway, even though...
I think Mercedes is going to have it.
Yeah.
You even Lotus, like, you think they're not going to catch it up?
They might. They have a chance of...
How far behind are Lotus?
They have 285 points, and Mercedes have 313. Basically, what is that? About 20... Sorry, 32? 37, something like that.
I think they're going to be just shy.
Yeah, I think as well. That's a lot. I mean, one race you can get, is it 43 points for a team?
One race you can get a maximum, yeah.
So, they're not going to win races, Lotus. I mean, the top two positions you'd probably count out Yeah, because Red Bull have got that, really.
I honestly think Vettel's going to win every race until the end of the season.
Do you reckon? Yeah.
Unless he doesn't show up to them.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck this.
The thing is, like, he hasn't got to think about a championship anymore, so he's going to be even better, really.
Yeah.
No pressure.
One or two things could happen. He could just kind of, without the pressure, just go even faster.
Yeah.
And just win every race. Or he could just kind of lose the motive and kind of drop off a little.
But it doesn't seem like that, though.
Race till the end.
That doesn't sound like Seb, though.
That's the thing. Mm. Yeah, he's like win all the time. So McLaren, do you reckon they're in threat by Sauber?
Yes.
47 points behind 48 even.
Oh no, not that big a gap. They're not.
I honestly no, because I think McLaren can
hold. Yeah, I mean their car's good now.
Yeah, I think they can score some consistent points and stay out of Sauber.
I mean, if it wasn't for Jensen having that issue, I think he'd have been probably fourth, maybe. He was quite far. He was quite good, I thought, and he had good pace.
Yeah.
So, well, he'd have been right in there with the Mercedes, I think. But yeah. So, what about Sauber and Force India? Force India are 23 points ahead.
I think Sauber has a chance of catching them, yeah, just because Force India has been off the pace the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Although I do think Hülkenberg has to do it single-handedly, though.
Yeah, you're probably right.
To do the most points, yeah. So, is there anything else you guys really want to say about this year?
Oh, yeah. What do you think about Pirelli saying that if Formula One doesn't allow them to test their tires on 2014 cars before the official winter testing, then they're considering dropping out of the sport?
Ed can say first. I know what I think about.
I mean, they're gonna lose a lot of money, but I can see where they're coming from, because how are they meant to design a tire for a completely different breed of F1 car? Like, it's gonna be completely different. How are they meant to design a tire around that?
Because I mean, for Formula One, if you do say no, we don't want you to do that, and they do drop out of the sport, then the next tire spar is going to want to do the same thing.
I'm just going to sort of say one word to that. I just say bullshit. I don't think they drop out. There's no way they would drop out if they didn't have a test.
Because they must be making a lot of money.
I mean, how much money are they going to lose? By that stage, they've already produced a lot of the tyres, at least for the first Grand Prix, and the tests, winter tests even. I can't see it. And who's going to step in? No one can. Apart from Michelin, but like they don't want them. And F1 doesn't want them. So.
Yeah, I think they are probably trying to look as though they can muscle around and get what they want, but they'll just wither back and do it anyway if
told. And it's like the winter test will use that tyre anyway.
Yeah, if they weren't allowed to test on current cars in real life, they would definitely give them some serious stuff to test with. So, like a simulator or something that has it all loaded on their wheel.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think they could. I don't even think they're in a position to drop out, because
no, they're not.
They get so much money from that, and they'd lose a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, I think you're right with that.
But I mean, I'm not saying a test is bad, but I think they're not going to drop out. I mean, so yeah, I'm finished with F1 this season anyway. What about you guys? Anything else to say? Or?
I mean, I'll watch the rest of the races. Like the last three races, I've had to change my sleeping schedule to watch them live.
Yeah.
Like, Korea was at 2 in the morning, Japan was at 3 in the morning, and then India was at 5:30 in the morning.
I wouldn't have gotten up at 5:30.
Well, I just went to bed early. I just went to bed at like 9 or 10, and then woke up at 5:30. I've been up ever since, so I didn't
like With the ones at 2 in the morning and 3 in the morning, I just wouldn't sleep.
Yeah.
But like at 5:30, it's just a push. You kind of feel as though you have to go to bed to give yourself something to do, and I just hate waking up. It's so horrible.
Yeah, because for the 2 and 3 in the morning, I tested it once. I couldn't stay up past like 1 or 1:30. Like for Japan and Korea, I watched qualifying because they're an hour earlier.
And
they don't last as long. So I watched them before going to bed, but I went to bed and then woke up again and then went to bed again after the race.
So like the last races, are there, have you got to get up early or not? I think they're all pretty standard times, aren't they?
Well, Brazil and obviously USA is going to be like, what, 1 in the afternoon?
Probably.
And Brazil can't be too far off, can it, really?
Yeah, Brazil and USA are my races.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
Brazil. My only two races of the year.
What about Canada?
Oh, yeah, that one too.
I know there's a hatred or some hatred between Canadians and Americans, but...
I think that's kind of a myth. Like,
there isn't. There was, like, 200 years ago. But
the good
now,
old days.
Good old days when Americans could innocently slaughter the Canadians.
Revolutionary War when you guys ruled us. And then we gained it.
What do Americans think about that? Like, you know, that we used to own you, basically.
Well, we don't
exist. That never happened.
We don't hate you. Like, I've never really seen any hatred towards you all in the present day or the modern era, because I think Britain was fairly nice to the U.S. after they gained independence.
It's because we knew we got our ass kicked, basically.
It's because if you stop fighting wars with us, we're fucked.
Basically.
How did this turn into like some kind of
history
politic debate?
This is what needs to happen. This is what will make the podcast better. People click on it and they'll be like, oh, F1 podcast, and then they skip along and they're like, oh yeah, let's just talk about
history. Where the fuck did this come from?
We were talking about like race times and time zones and stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Anyone else got anything to say for this season? Then we can have a quick talk about next season, I guess.
My favorite track is coming up next. I guess my favorite track.
Yeah, but that was decent.
Because honestly, the track came in 2009, which was the same year I got in F1. So it was really that's what all the buzz was about when I got in F1. So I was like, oh well.
So, you gotta love it. Forced you to love it.
My favorite two, and this is gonna make Ed mad. My favorite two are Abu Dhabi and Singapore.
Oh, you're drunk. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
You're just obsessed with floodlights, that's what it is.
Like, I know it's hard. It is hard, but I just like I just like how good it looks. Honestly.
I like it more now that the Singapore sling's gone.
Yeah.
I just like driving it on the game. Yeah.
Yeah, I like watching it.
But do you like watching it?
Yeah, I like watching it.
The thing is...
No, but like, I mean, like, there's the sling instead of the old chicane. What do you
prefer?
Well,
the old chicane was the sling.
Sorry, I mean, like, you know they had to just stand a corner now, they don't?
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch last year,
So
I don't know what it actually looked like.
Well, it's sort of like three sort of curbs, and it's sort of like chicane, but...
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it's like watching an actual F1 car go over it. I assume it's really funny.
It is.
I personally liked the Singapore sling, but I'm sure the drivers didn't like it. So
yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm just glad it's out of the game.
Yeah.
I found a way to get around it in F1 2012 without getting...
Yeah, there was no corner cut. You just did, like, straight across. But
yeah.
Like, I literally just aired the whole thing.
I also found a way in multiplayer, like, I just pause the game quickly, and it just takes you straight through it, and you don't lose any time at all. I often did that in the race sometimes, but
that's mad.
But yeah, I know. I found it out. I was right happy about it. But 2014 then.
Vettel was still going to win. Red Bull was still going to win. Ricciardo is going to get whipped by Red Bull into doing whatever Vettel wants. People are going to remain optimistic, but Lewis Hamilton is still going to flop. Yeah.
Year 2014 F1 season summary by Ed.
You're going to go in the history books, Ed. You're going to have like a quote.
If that happens.
Yeah. If that happens.
Which it will.
I mean, you got high chances. Vettel winning.
It's Red Bull. I'm actually money myself now. They've won the last four constructors.
Yeah, like, it's just
they're going to be able to develop a decent car. They've got the best driver. There comes another few dislikes.
Like,
but, right.
They've got Adrian Newey as well, and
yeah, I mean, they only forgiven.
They only came into F1 for 2005. Was it 05? Was it?
It was either 04 or 05. They used to be Jaguar.
Yeah.
They were Jaguar, and then they were, before that, they were Jordan. And then.
So, like, so. It took them only 5 years, really, to be dominant in the sport.
Well, they finished second in the Constructors and Drivers in 2009.
Yeah.
Which was, I call 2009 a fluke year because the team that won the Drivers and Constructors was a 1 year team. I don't know why.
But, like, it could happen next year.
And they were at the Bridgestone tires, and that was the only year Bridgestone. Wait, no, it was 2010. But, yeah.
No, Bridgestone were in it since. Well, they've been in it for ages.
Well, I think that. Like, for a while. Not for a while, but. Actually, I don't know. I've only been watching it for like 3 or 4 years.
Okay, it's fine. I was just saying, anyway, but yeah, I think that could happen this year. I think we could have, like, a team who's stronger than they should be.
Like, I mean, it's possible, but I think that within a year, Red Bull will kind of curb stomp them.
I mean, it happened in 2009, wasn't it? Like, McLaren, they were nowhere, and then suddenly they sort of, by Singapore, they won the race. And,
and that was the year after they'd won the Drivers' Championship.
Hamilton, yeah.
On the last corner of the last lap of the last race.
It's just weird to think that Seb is now, like, on the grid. He's the most, like, decorated driver, I guess. You know, he is, in theory, the most experienced, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Winning, anyway.
Like, well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
And you look at Alonso, and you still think that he's, not better, but more experienced. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alonso won his championship 7 and 8 years ago. So
I think he still has the best car control.
Oh, I think there's some things Alonso can do which Vettel will never be able to do.
But if I'm honest, I was always one of them guys that was like, Alonso's the best driver in the sport, hands down, but I honestly think Vettel's probably a more complete driver than him now.
Yeah, I think the same. I mean, Alonso was, like, in some areas, he's better than Vettel, but overall,
Vettel. Yeah, I think the only way to really determine it is to put Vettel in a Ferrari and Alonso in a Red Bull.
Yeah, and see the difference of speed.
Yeah.
Be funny.
And see if Alonso pulls away as badly.
I couldn't see Alonso in a Red Bull. It just doesn't see.
No.
It doesn't look right, does it? I couldn't see him in a McLaren, really, but he did, so.
Tim,
he had a bad experience at McLaren in his 1 year.
But a lot of that was because of Hamilton. He didn't like him, I guess. But
well, Hamilton was the rookie driver, and Hamilton was doing well. So they were praising Hamilton. Alonso was like, hey, I thought I was number one. Mm. So,
and then none of them winning the championship anyway.
Well, Hamilton would have won it if he didn't go into the gravel at China.
Yeah.
That's the thing with McLaren. Like, they have this strategy of, we'll give both of our drivers the, like, equal rights, but, you know, they really should have won 2007 or 2007.
They should have. Like, McLaren has sometimes, like, 2007 and 2012, Like 2012, they had hands down the car of the year, and they just made too many mistakes in the latter half of the season.
I mean, McLaren always do that. I remember, I think it was, like, I didn't watch this, but I heard that, I think it was 2004 where Raikkonen was there, and, like, he was the fastest guy always, every session, but because it was so unreliable, he never won, like,
the championship. Yeah. So. And it was the same thing when, like, 15 years ago when Mika Hakkinen, he probably would have won 3, maybe 4 championships if the car was better.
So. Yeah, so 2014, you think it's still going to be Red Bulls then? Is that what you're saying?
Probably. Okay. I can see McLaren getting podiums, though.
I see. So you can see McLaren getting podiums.
Yeah, because they've been working on the 2014 car and has high expectations. Less of it fails the expectations, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think either way, if Lotus are on the grid next year and they've got a half-decent car, they're going to have a good driver pair, whether they have Hülkenberg or Massa. You know, they've got a good team.
I actually don't think, I think Lotus was deciding through. They said in an interview report, they said they had 2.5 drivers, and the half was Grosjean. And the other two were Hülkenberg and Maldonado. And I was like, and I was just, if you sign Maldonado over Hülkenberg, I will, like, just not even be fans of you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, you've got to... I like Maldonado. Well, I think he's got potential, but over Hülkenberg, never, never. So, how many... So, it's 22 races still, isn't it? Calendar provisional.
Yeah. There's going to be 2 races in America, yes.
Yeah, New Jersey, right? That's a street, am I correct?
Yeah, it's where my mom is from there. I have family from there.
It's cool. So
I've been there... Like, I go there, like, every other year. I probably won't go to the race, though, because we're already going to Europe that summer, so...
Ooh.
We're actually going to the UK. Or we plan to.
You are?
UK's actually some mank.
I should be. If we obviously, I guess, have enough money for the trip, then we were going to London and Paris.
Don't get too excited. The eye isn't as good.
The eye is kind of mouldy. Don't if you're like, oh, let's go to London and ride the London Eye, because don't, it's shit. It's so fucking, it's just.
I'll just
you sit, some uncomfortable metal benches looking out over a city full of office blocks and shavs.
And the most disgusting river in the world.
Yeah, it looks like fucking baby diarrhea. Like, if you want to know something about London, I was actually there last night on a Subaru cruise.
Yeah.
A number of chavs came up to us and said, "Oi, bruv, your cars is bare nice." While we were stood by the London Eye, which is without a doubt the mouldiest structure I have seen in quite some time. There you go.
That's a roundup of
London.
I'm just going to tell everybody I'm here, and they're going to be like, "Are you going to ride?" I'm going to be like,
It's no. I constantly see Americans over in London.
Are they fascinated?
And they're always like, "Oh, wow, oh, look at that, oh, picture with Big Ben, oh, picture next to the Thames, oh, picture next
okay,
to the..."
Well,
no.
We do the same thing to you. I was in New York once. Well, New York has New York gets visitors from all over the world. Whenever I go to New York, I see people from the Middle East, Asia, Europe, UK, South America.
Something horribly racist then, but I don't want this podcast to get taken down.
Yeah, just stop talking about this now.
No, like, to us, like, we
Well,
think...
stop talking about the bad part, how people... No, never mind.
Yeah, but, like, what I'm all about is, to you, like, well, to us, like, going to America, if we went to, say, the Grand Canyons or trying to think, like, you know, real good landmarks, like, say, the Statue of Liberty, to us, that's, like, sort of amazing, but to you, is it amazing?
Well, I've never been to the Grand Canyon, and the last time I've actually been inside the Statue of Liberty, by the way, but that was like
I have on GTA 4 as well, by the way.
It was like 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, obviously. Is there really a massive heart in it?
No, it's just a hollow
That's
piece.
That's it. I'm dumb. How dare they?
But it's cool.
But to us, like Big Ben, to me,
it's not fascinating if you see it a lot, obviously.
Well, I don't see it a lot. Like, the first time I saw it was probably summer, and no, not really that important. It's just a clock. That's literally
just
all it
a
is.
Clock, really.
It's just building with a clock on it.
Well, I cannot imagine why people go on sightseeing holidays. It just blows my mind.
I know. Like,
they must be so shit. It's like caravanning holidays. Let's go and live in a fucking trailer for the weekend. That'd be fun. Don't even.
So what about Stonehenge? Do you know that? Ewan? Evan.
Ewan. How do you feel? How do you feel right now?
You're now a Scottish well, man who cuts the corner at every single joint.
And you has disgusting wheel settings.
And you probably like what happened at the Grand Prix this weekend where they were just allowed to cut the corners and it was fine.
Yeah. I don't get what's wrong with it.
So Stonehenge, does that fascinate you? It's just a rock.
Yeah, it's so shit.
It's not anything.
It's not even anything historical. Some fucking yobs just came up and put some stones there, like.
That's what I think. Right, we're going on a bit of a sort of tangent here.
Why don't we talk about something in a country that both of us have never been to? How about that?
Italy. Let's say Italy. Do you understand where Italy is?
How about the... Let's talk about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. How do you like that?
Yeah, that's... See, that's a bit more fascinating, because it's any chance it could fall down, really. So there's a bit of sort of tension when you're going...
I bet one day it'll start to fall, and they'll have... And then they'll
just let it fall. Let it fall. It'd be cool.
No, I just think the ground under it is slightly... And then once it's about to fall, they'll add, like, powerful wires to it to keep it up. Then it won't be so fascinating anymore.
Well,
you got wires right there. Holding
I'd rather just go and be warm in a warm country. It's like, oh wow, a shit building that hasn't been built properly, so it's about to fall over. Oh, that's fucking brilliant.
How is it like recognized as one of the best structures in the world? It's not like it was meant to be like that.
It's clearly not gone well. I mean.
Like, if the designer or whoever made it saw, like, us looking at it now, and they're like, oh, man, it's the best thing ever, they'd be like, what are you on about?
Yeah.
It's like, this is bad. I'm pissed off that I messed it up.
That's like me, like, getting a massive maths question wrong, and then 100 years, people are like, you know what? That guy knew what he was on about. That is the correct way to do that. No.
All right, that...
We'll be dead in 100 years, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, unless the environmentalists keep sort of fucking our lives up. We're saying, oh, let's just go down to V6 engines now.
Gay! I wonder if we'll ever have, like, 2-litre turbos.
We will like have electric cars. We'll have electric cars in F1.
For yeah. Me. Have you seen that? You can, like, tweet and somebody gets a free... Like, you can tweet for your favourite driver, and if that driver wins the pole during the race, the person in front of them must give them the position.
What are you on
This
about?
Is a thing.
What is this?
Did they not think? Like, during Formula E races.
Oh, yeah.
Supposing it was Hamilton was in fifth and, like, I don't know, Rosberg was in fourth. There will then be a voting system online. And if the most fans vote for Hamilton, then Rosberg must pull over and give Hamilton fourth position. You get a free position if you win the vote. That is a thing that is in Formula E, I'm telling you. This got announced. This is legitimate. Does that not just crush your soul?
It's just stupid, like...
Who the fuck wants to watch that?
That's the thing, like, imagine sitting there watching it.
It'd be like, if that was in F1 right now, Hamilton would literally win every race because so many people
that
basically
would be like 24th. He'd
rub themselves over him.
So,
like, there's going to be a driver like that in Formula E that everybody bums over, and he's just going to fucking win all the time because everyone's going to vote for him.
Alright.
Well, final thoughts on F1 2014 then? Like, if we go back there?
Because
I want to end this soon, because we've got a race to do.
F1 2014.
One line which will describe the season, Ed.
The turbos had better make hisses and bangs.
Evan?
Wait, hold on. I'll say my line, keep talking about some stuff.
I will forgive the smaller engines if on downshifts they have anti-lag and backfire and on upshifts there is some sort of dump valve.
Yeah.
And I will forgive everything.
I'm trying to think of something to say.
And they better have just mental anti-lag when they're revving on the line. Like, yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard a car with proper mad anti-lag, like just flooring it.
Yeah.
But the pops and bangs are ridiculous.
I have my one line.
Okay.
Did you shoot yourself?
What?
Well, I would have told everyone to turn the mics down a bit. Not mics, the headphones, but...
I've got to say, that does actually sound somewhat like a blender. Sounds like it's got an electrical motor on it.
The thing is, you have to wait for 2015 for that, because that was actually the Honda.
That sounds a lot better than the other two I've heard anyway.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of the Mercedes at all. Anyway, I don't have a line to say apart from, let me think. I don't know. Right. I'll just end it here.
I think it's gonna be a big crash in turn one at Australia.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you brake pedal?
Yeah. Well, this new Russian guy, he'll be like, if a Sauber.
Or the new Russian guy in Toro Rosso.
Toro Rosso, then, even. He was meant to go to Sauber, right?
I think he still might be. I think there's two young Russian guys. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Daniel Kvyat signed with Toro Rosso, and then Sergei Sorokin is with Sauber.
All I can think of is that little meerkat.
See, Evan has no idea what we're on about unless you have, compare the market or whatever it's called.
Nope.
Okay. Obviously, Americans have not invented this great website yet.
Yeah.
Have access to it.
Get on it. Sort it out.
Right. I'm ready to end this. So, yeah.
Yep.
So, thank you guys for watching. Congrats to Vettel. Congrats to
listening.
Everyone. Yeah, they're watching it. It's a YouTube video as well.
A YouTube video. We're not getting on this frame rate thing again.
We're getting on. There is still a frame rate. Even if it's just a constant picture, there is still... That picture is flashing 30 times.
Yeah, that is true.
Flashing.
It's flashing.
Not flashing, but it's being refreshed. It's just being refreshed a considerable amount. Think, if you pause your game, you've still got a frame rate counter, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, burn!
Anyway, right. Thank you guys for watching, and goodbye.
Bye!